Can I speak to you in my office? Your work can wait. This is an important matter. Come to my office at your earliest convenience. That means now. Sit down. Yes, everything's fine. This has nothing to do with your performance. No, it has nothing to do with our activities either. It's something separate. I just want to give you some advice that'll help you. The women that work here aren't great fits for potential partners. I mean it. They're nasty, and they'll tear your... I mean, a man's heart right out of his chest without flinching. Why was this important? Because chasing after women from your workplace isn't the best idea. Especially these women. They'll break your heart, which will affect your performance. You aren't going after anyone right now? That's... okay. But you understand what I said, correct? Good. Yes, you can leave. Shut the door on your way out. I need to speak with you in my office. Yes, again. I mean, yes, again. I thought you told me that you understood what I said earlier. Oh, you don't understand? I told you not to go after any women in the office. You said you haven't been and you weren't planning to. So imagine my surprise when I see you with that bimbo in accounting. Yeah, Jessica. You're all buddy-buddy with her at lunch, huh? I saw you two leaving together. She was eyeing you up and down like a piece of fucking meat. Just friends. Does she know that? She's been eye-fucking you every chance she gets. She laughs way too loud at your jokes. And when she laughs, she holds onto your arm. So I don't think she knows that you're just friends. Why do I care? I've never been good at sharing, I guess. Exclusivity? No, I never said anything about that. But I think I'd, prefer it if we were. No, I haven't slept with anyone other than you recently. Have you slept with anyone else? Okay, good. Just, it's obvious that she likes you, and I know her type. So just please be careful with her. I don't want you to get hurt. And if you want to pursue her, that's perfectly fine, but our arrangement will have to stop. No feelings for her at all? Okay, that's good. Although now that you know she likes you, you might try something. After all I just told you, you're gonna do all that? How fast it would take her to fuck you. You piece of shit. I know what you're doing. Don't act all innocent. You might have been doing it by accident at first. But what you're doing now is obvious. Don't lie to me. In fact, don't even open your mouth. Just stay there. I told you to keep your mouth shut, didn't I? Good boy. Fuck. You moan so good when I grab your hair like this. You wanna act like a brat, Wanna try to tease mommy? Well, it worked. And now, mommy's horny. And so, so angry with you. Are you gonna fix it? Is my good boy gonna make it up to mommy? That's a good fucking boy. I'm gonna sit down at my desk, and you're gonna use your tongue to please mommy. Come over here, pretty boy. Up, up, up. Crawl. On your hands and knees. Good boy. Put your face between my thighs. Good boy. Do you see what you've done to me? Do you see how wet you've made mommy? This is all your fault. And you're going to fix it. Take my panties off with your teeth. Under my skirt. Good boy. No. Don't start licking yet. Just put your face right in front of this dripping wet pussy. Just look at it. So swollen and puffy. You did this, you know. You did this to me. Now fix it with your tongue. Fuck. That's my good boy. Good fucking boy. You know exactly what mommy likes. I bet I taste much. Much better than that slut. So much sweeter than her. Oh, yeah, lick me right there. Oh, good boy. Oh, yes. Oh, such a good boy. Fuck. Let me grab your hair and shove you in deeper. There we go. Face full of mommy's dripping wet pussy. Such a good boy. Oh, fuck. Yes? What is it? Oh, Jessica. Just give me a quick second. Hide under my desk. Now. Good afternoon, Jessica. Is everything all right? Oh, you just had some questions about the policies here? Of course. Come in and have a seat. All right. What policies were you wondering about? Dress code. Yes, we're normally business casual, but we do have our casual days. Look out for the newsletter. It has some information regarding specific days. Yeah, we'll have a themed day once or twice a month. Last month we had a jersey day, which means anyone can wear whatever jersey they'd like. The sport doesn't really matter. And these theme days aren't mandatory or anything. It's just some extra fun we have. Any other questions? Oh, dating policies. We don't have any formal policies against workplace relationships, but we heavily advise against it. As the saying goes, don't shit where you eat. Mixing work and play isn't the best idea. It works for some people. I have to ask, though, such a specific question. Anyone you have your eye on? I'm only teasing. Oh. Him? Oh, nothing. He's a great worker. Very talented. Yes, I agree. Very kind and polite. You should tell him how you feel. If he likes you back, great. If not, that's fine too. I think we both know. He's not the type to make things awkward between you two. Oh, was that all the questions you had? Okay, well, I'm always here if you need anything else, okay? Have a great day. Oh, and can you lock your door on the way out too? Thank you. Fuck, come here. You naughty boy. Oh, you thought you'd make mommy make some noises while she was talking, huh? I'm very, very good at hiding my moans. Oh, I don't know. Years of fingering myself during video meetings taught me how to be discreet. That was very naughty of you, baby. Oh, you even had your cock out while you were eating my pussy. Were you jacking off with your face buried deep in mommy's wet pussy? Yeah? Such a naughty boy. Mommy's gonna use your cock now. I'm gonna lean over my desk, and you're gonna fuck mommy from behind until she comes, okay? Good boy. Let me just put my hands on my desk and spread my legs. And I want you to stick that fucking mammoth in my tight, wet pussy. Oh, fuck yes. Thank you. Good boy. Oh, such a good fucking boy. This is exactly what mommy needed. Mommy got so jealous seeing you and her together. Even now, with her just in here, and you under the desk, I wanted to show her that you belong to me. Oh. You belong to me, and me only. Fuck. Oh, fuck, I love your cock. Oh. Such a massive fucking cock. God, fills me so perfectly. Hits every single one of my spots. Oh, fuck, baby, I'm gonna come. Are you close too? Yeah? Come with mommy. Yeah, make mommy come on your huge fucking dick as you pump her full of your thick load. Yeah. Oh yeah, that's it. Fuck. Fuck yes. I'm coming. Come inside me. Oh yes. Oh yes. Yes, yes, yes. Oh. Good boy. Oh, no, no. No, no, no. Before you pull out, hand me my panties. Thank you. Okay. Now when you pull out, I'm gonna quickly put my panties on to make sure no drop of your cum spills. Okay, pull out now. Oh, okay, panties back on. I'm sorry. I know this broke the rules of our agreement. We were never supposed to bring this inside the office. I just wasn't thinking clearly. I'm sorry. Of course you're not complaining. You just emptied your balls in me in the middle of the workday. But I guess it's all okay with you. Good. Great. I'm also sorry about me getting jealous. I know we never talked about exclusivity, but you're still okay with it? Really? That's good. I'm glad. I guess we better get back to it then. Oh, before you leave, please tell Jessica how you feel. I know I called her some less than professional names, but she's a nice girl. She deserves to know that you don't have feelings for her. Great. All right. I guess I'll see you tonight. Good. See you then. Fuck. I think I'm in love.